blast reported at New York City Transit Hub.
They're actually evacuating people right now.
California fire danger.
18,000 structures are still threatened.
Final hours in Alabama Senate race.
Go vote for Roy Moore.
This is an election to tell the world who we are.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. We begin with breaking news from New York City. Word of an explosion and evacuation at the busy Port Authority bus terminal. WCBS-TV's Rena Roy near the scene.
We have confirmed from officials that there was an explosion near the 1 train and the E train here at Port Authority. They're actually evacuating people right now from Port Authority bus terminal, and you can hear those sirens. They are blaring. More and more blocks are being blocked off here.
There's no word on any casualties in that incident in New York City. The wind is still very much a big factor as fire crews in Southern California struggle with the biggest of several wildfires. Nearly 800 structures have been destroyed in it, and CBS's Jamie Yucas says others are threatened.
The Thomas Fire crossing county lines from Ventura into Santa Barbara County. Nearly 360 square miles have burned, an area bigger than New York City. Sheriff Bill Brown.
This fire has acted in an unpredictable manner. It has been very rapidly moving.
Officials are working to keep the fire from moving down a mountain ridge into highly populated, wealthy communities below, with celebrity homes in its path. Ellen DeGeneres tweeted, "Our house is under threat of being burned." And from Oprah Winfrey, "Peace be still is my prayer tonight for all the fires raging through my community and beyond." In all, more than 30,000 people are under evacuation warnings.
Well, now to Alabama, where it's the final push before tomorrow's Senate election, with President Trump urging people to vote for the embattled Republican. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Montgomery.
It's the final full day of campaigning, and the Republican accused of sexual misconduct will make a rare public appearance. Roy Moore will take part in a rally this evening. Among those appearing with him will be Steve Bannon. Yesterday, Moore issued a blanket denial saying he did nothing wrong.
I did not know any of the women. I did not recognize any of those people. Sure. I did not know them.
More visible on the campaign trail has been the Democrat, Doug Jones.
I am so proud of those women and so many others.
And he is bringing up the issue of Moore's behavior at every stop.
When there's smoke, there's fire, and there's some fire in there.
On this final day, many voters will get a phone call from President Trump.
I need Alabama to go vote for Roy Moore.
Both campaigns will use robocalls. The calls from Doug Jones' campaign are expected to use the voice of Alabama's other Republican Senator Richard Shelby.
I couldn't vote for Roy Moore. I didn't vote for Roy Moore.
In the end, many believe it will all come down to moderate Republicans and whether or not they will vote for Roy Moore despite the accusations. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Montgomery, Alabama.
Well, President Trump has dismissed the sexual misconduct allegations against him from more than a dozen women as groundless. His United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley says those women should be heard.
We heard from them prior to the election, and I think any woman who has felt violated or felt mistreated in any way, they have every right to speak up.
Asked on Face the Nation if the election result meant the issue was settled, Haley said that's for the people to decide. A six-month CBS News investigation looked into sexual harassment and assault cases at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
Emily Hazen's childhood dream of an Air Force career died at the Air Force Academy.
I was sexually assaulted my freshman year.
She told CBS's Nora O'Donnell her attacker then stalked her, sent abusive texts. His punishment, a slap on the wrist.
Whatever happened to that cadet?
He graduated.
And what happened to you?
I left.
Other cadets describe a pattern of sexual assault where the victims, not the perpetrators, face reprisals, sometimes from academy commanders.
It's slut shaming, it's victim blaming, it's rumors, it's your career on the line. I've never wanted this. All I've ever wanted to do in my life was serve my country.
One reason many women are afraid to report the attacks. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Syria, where he announced a partial pullout of his country's forces during a visit to a military base. Now to Afghanistan, where this year the number of American airstrikes has tripled over 2016. CBS's Cammy McCormick is in Helmand Province, where air power has helped turn the tide against the Taliban.
The Marines came here with a mission of crisis advising the Afghan security forces, and that has included giving the Afghans air support to encourage them to be more offensive against the Taliban.
A couple times a day where it's a valid target.
Captain Brian Hubert is watching two men wearing attack vests.
We have a U.S. patrol in the area, and then we have also multiple Afghan positions.
General Roger Turner is then briefed and arrives in the Joint Operations Command.
Let's go ahead and go with the two rockets.
These strikes have given Afghan security forces encouragement to move ahead in the central part of the province, and to the north and south, U.S. warplanes are striking Taliban drug facilities. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Helmand Province.
Well, Saudi Arabia plans to allow movie theaters to open next year for the first time in more than 35 years. They were shut down in the 1980s when the kingdom cracked down on Western films. What a difference a weekend made for a boy who was told he had no friends on Friday. Now, he's got millions.
When his mother picked him up from his Tennessee middle school last week because he was too afraid to go to lunch, Keaton Jones was in tears. He told her the other kids had poured milk on him and stuffed ham in his clothing.
They make fun of my nose. They call me ugly. They say I have no friends.
Since Kimberly Jones posted the video to Facebook Friday, it's gotten tens of millions of views. A crowdsourcing page has raised more than $29,000 for Keaton's education. And celebrities like Ricky Martin, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Kelsey Ballerini have rallied around Keaton and denounced bullying. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Bitcoin debuted on the Chicago Board Options Exchange today. Futures for the virtual currency soared overnight, but have fallen back a bit since, opening at 15,000. The high topped 18,000 at one point. Digital banking advisor Simon Taylor says volatility is the name of the game.
I've been watching Bitcoin since 2011, and it has the capacity to surprise. Let's not forget, it's actually done a larger rise before, from less than $100 to nearly $1,300, and then fallen off a cliff. This may happen again.
Two major hospital systems reported on the verge of a merger, Ascension and Providence St. Joseph, two Catholic nonprofits. A new report finds 3 out of 4 parents help their grown kids pay their bills.
Cell phone bills are the most common expense that parents help with, followed by student loans, vehicle loans, and medical debt.
It's really not all that surprising given the struggles that young folks are having with student loan debt and job issues and lack of wage growth.
Matt Schultz of CreditCard.com says one of the greatest gifts that parents can give their kids is teaching them how to manage finances and live within their means. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
It was a rough Sunday for quarterbacks in the National Football League. Playoff-bound Philadelphia lost Carson Wentz to a knee injury. Also hurting a knee, Marcus Mariota of the Titans. New York Jets QB Josh McCown broke his left hand. Houston's Tom Savage and Buffalo's Nathan Peterman suffered concussions. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.